Welcome to Triple M Breakfast with Paddy and Rob Palmer. This is the Coast Zone 107.7 Triple M.
G'day, Paddy and Rob Palmer from Triple M Breakfast. This is our podcast for Friday, 23rd of July. Oh, what about this? Have you been in the current situation?
Yeah.
On hold.
Oh, plenty of times.
Oh, the music.
Oh, due to the current influx of calls.
So what we did, we got three of the worst, and we got you to judge
what you like best, or least.
As well as that, oh, Justin Avendano, our main man.
Covers everything.
Oh, the BBL champion.
He's excited.
Oh, he is, in more ways than one. He's covering the sport. Oh, two other news. I tried to help Rob out today with what they're doing in Dubai.
Yeah, well, that's true.
It's Just Not Cricket with Justin Avendano.
Oh, he's BBL champion twice over for the Sydney Sixers. He's a local boy. And if he doesn't know, no one knows. That's the new line we're using, Justin Avendano. Good morning.
Justo.
How you going, lads? Thanks for having me on.
No problem, sir. No problem. Oh, we're pumped today, Justin.
Oh.
Aren't we?
What a day it is, the opening ceremony, finally, a year later, and it's 8.30 tonight on Channel 7 of the Olympics. How good.
And you know what? About 900 people will be in the stand.
Yeah. Is it going to look a little bit limp?
Yeah, well, that's the only downside. I was actually talking to my wife last night about it, how it's kind of sad for these guys to train 4 years and they get to get on the big stage with no crowd. So I feel a little bit bad for all the athletes, to be honest.
But last night, the Oli Roos, and what a local feel at the Olympic Games.
Oh,
Jussie.
How cool is that? So the Oli Roos were playing Argentina last night, and now Argentina are one of the favourites to take out the gold medal. And our local boy, Terrigal boy, Lockie Wales, played and scored the opening goal of the Olympics, which was awesome. So congrats to him. And then Marco Tilio scoring the second goal within 20 seconds of him coming onto the field in the 80th minute to pretty much seal the win for us. So that's big news already for Australia in the Olympics.
Does that put us on the dais? What are our chances, Justo?
Look, to be honest, our chances are still extremely slim, but you never know. So they're off to a strong start, so let's just stay at that.
And Jussie, the former Central Coast Mariners coach, Graham Arnold, their coach, God, you know, we'll jump on any bandwagon, mate.
Oh, 100% we do. That's what us Coasties do.
Yes. Now, mate, who are the Aussies to look out for in the Olympics?
Now, the big ones to look out for, as we know, are all our Central Coast locals. You've spoken about them the last week, but our best chances of winning gold are still in the pool. So we've got Kaylee McEwen and Ariane Titmus, a strong favourites. So Kaylee's currently the fastest in the world in the 100 and 200 metres backstroke, and Ariane's the top ranked in the 200, 400, and 800 metres freestyle. So they're probably our two best chances in the pool. But I'll tell you what, there is one guy in the pool to look out for. Now, this guy's from the USA. His name's Caleb Dressel. This guy's built like an NFL running back and jumps the height of an NBA forward. Michael Phelps has said there has never been an athlete like it in the world. So look out for this guy. He's scheduled to win up to 7 gold medals, which is just ridiculous.
They talk a big game, though, the Yanks. Not like our local boy, Matt Dawson. He plays it close to his chest. Dawso, he's playing in the men's hockey team.
Yeah, he's in the men's hockey team. Now, this is his second Olympics. Now, I played a fair bit of cricket with this guy when he was young. And if this guy stuck at cricket, he would have played for Australia as well. He was an absolute talented freak growing up. And his mum actually played for Australia in cricket as well. So extremely talented family. And they've actually got a really good shot at winning gold. Because they took out the gold in the Commonwealth Games in 2018 on the Gold Coast. So look out for the hockey team as well.
Speaking of cricket, new franchise cricket league just started in Pommyland.
Oh, now Rob loves a new franchise cricket league. So
it seems like
every sport in the world is trying to create a new franchise to make it more exciting. But this one's called the 100 in cricket. So the name is simple, but the rules are completely ridiculous and extremely confusing. So it's called the 100 because there's 100 balls, but in unlike cricket normal terms, they're 5 ball overs instead of 6. A bowler can bowl from the same end 2 overs in a row to make things even more confusing. It's all about trying to speed up play and make it a little bit more exciting. So instead of 3.5 hour games, they're trying to make it 2.5, 3 hour games. But all in all, it's just to get viewers, it's to get crowds.
Right.
And I actually got up early this morning to watch it. So once again, the wife hates Friday mornings.
And that and that is how Justin Avendano is keeping his wife Zoe awake at night these days.
Yeah.
pretty much.
And, mate, before we go today, we've got to talk about the wheels have fallen off Parramatta. They took on Canberra last night.
Oh, no, you don't have
12-10 and no, Parramatta,
quite enjoyed talking
all
about
of
Parramatta.
A sudden, top four is not so certain.
Yeah, maybe not a good day. Parramatta, what's happened? The wheels fallen off Parramatta fans, hasn't they, Justin?
Yeah.
I'm not too sure what's going on with them because they're so up and down. But I tell you what, people who think that tighter score lines are more exciting, they might be more exciting for the last 5 minutes, but it was nil all at half time. I mean, I actually didn't turn on the second half till probably about 10 minutes to go, so I don't even know what happened, but I like the bigger score lines.
You're right, you like
more
tries. Yeah,
fair enough. Oh, gee, there were some big hits in it, though, big hits.
Yeah, well, I missed that in the second half. But I'll tell you what, there are some good, there are some big news coming in today with Ryan Pappenhausen's back for the Storm after having about 2 months off a concussion. And then we got Manly are back tomorrow night against the West Tigers, and our Central Coast Warriors are playing before them. So
all right,
some
mate.
Big games tomorrow.
All right, if he doesn't know, no one knows. That's Justin Avendano.
Avendano knows.
We'll work on it.
It all fits.
We'll speak to you next Friday, Big Jussie.
See you guys. Thanks, guys.
Robert, there's been something a lot of people have been doing over this lockdown period.
Okay.
And it's driving me mad. Might be driving you mad too. Because we've had to phone for different reasons, different companies, wherever they may be through lockdown.
Yeah.
And then it takes a while for these people to answer when you get through.
Oh, you mean like when you ring up and you go, oh, due to the unprecedented number of calls that we've been, there's going to be a lengthy delay.
And operator will be with you shortly. And then they put you on hold and you hear this.
Oh.
So what we've done, we've picked...
You know, that reminds me of when you go to a hotel and you turn the TV on.
Yeah.
And the first time it says, welcome to your room.
Mr. Palmer.
And it's got that music.
Oh, yeah, yes. Very much so.
It won't go away.
Well, what we've got, three of the worst, as voted by us. We want you to judge now, 133353, the worst on-hold music. And what we'll do, if you do ring at any stage, we'll give you a $50 fruit. For all fruit and veggie box delivered, you can go to fruitforall.com.au to place an order with free delivery on the Central Coast. So this is on hold music one. Beautiful.
Nah.
Okay.
Oh, okay. How long do you let that play before you A, put it on speakerphone, or B, hang up?
Do you? But because you have it on speaker, because you know it's going to be some time.
Well, so see,
you
just sometimes I just think, oh, they're going to pick up for sure any second. I'm walking around with the phone to my ear going, any second now.
I put it on speaker. The other day, no joke, I did some work at home. Then I went and had a shave all the time while this was.
Oh,
and
then I know.
I had a shave and then I got in the shower and then I had the doors slightly ajar so I could hear if someone came on. I then got dressed, went downstairs and went after 45 minutes. I went, I just couldn't be bothered. So there's 45
minutes. I've done
it
before where you leave it on the kitchen bench and forget. You've got to go to the toilet because it's been so long. You go to the toilet and then they pick up whilst you're in there.
Would love to know.
I'm in the toilet.
That's on hold music number one. Old on hold music number two. Oh. Okay.
Yep.
Okay. On hold music number three. Come in. They're very similar.
Robert. I know what I've decided on.
Yeah, the worst on-hold music. Which one for you?
I had number one, but then number three sounds like Days of Our Lives mixed with the saddest thing you've ever...
Okay, so it's on-hold music number three at this stage.
It's the music you'd play for Lassie being put down.
This is the news that doesn't make the news. It should be in the news instead of the other news.
Yes, good morning, Robert.
Good morning, Patrick.
This is one's for you. Because Dubai, the mercury is hitting 49 degrees, right? And Dubai officials have resorted to a truly extraordinary way to cool down the sweltering city. And they have tried this in Australia. Because what they're doing, they're using drones to artificially increase rainfall as the city grapples with oppressive heats. Now, it's called cloud seeding. It has been used in Australia in some areas. Out west, too, with a lot of farmers have used cloud seeding, the rainmaking technology. And they put it into use as the city surges past 49 degrees. Now, experts say the technology aims to make rain form more effectively inside clouds, and doing so makes water come down. And the cloud seeding, it's called cloud seeding. It's been used in Australia for a bit. The cloud seeding process involves drones that are used to shoot electrical charges into clouds, causing them to clump together and trigger more rainfall. Well, why is it for you? Because I know you can do with an extra couple of inches. So I thought... Maybe up your alley. What have you got for us, sir?
I've got something for you, funnily enough.
Yeah, what is it?
Well, you fancy that you, I remember we did the push-ups thing where you were
going. Oh, yes, I missed it because I trained too hard the day before.
World record, you said. Yeah. You were going to do 1,800, I think, in 3 hours.
600 over 3 hours. Yeah, I did 600.
No, it was 600 per hour.
Yeah, that's right, over 3 hours.
Yeah.
Yeah, 600.
So what did you do? You did your first.
600, but I did. What I did, I blew out because the day before I did about 1,000.
Tough to call them push-ups, what you were doing. But
shut your mouth.
They were close. But this guy, an MMA fighter, has smashed a world record, for the most burpees in an hour.
Oh, I don't like burpees. I find them boring.
No one does. Yeah. Who does? That's why he got the record. How many do you reckon in an hour?
Okay, how many did this MMA fighter?
How many what?
Oh, I reckon.
I'm
burpees.
Asking you, how many you reckon you
did? Like a quiz game.
Yeah.
I reckon, 400.
Higher.
600.
Higher.
800.
Higher.
1,000.
Lower.
Oh, 900.
And 51.
Wow.
I know.
In an hour.
That's a lot.
I'm not even going to try that.
But, you know, I watched a bit of the video. It didn't look like he was going hard at it. Like he was just doing one and then...
951 an hour. That's a lot.
Come on, Mr. Maths. How many
a minute? Yeah. Holy geez, per minute. So 951. Oh, that's in 60 minutes per minute. That is one. Carry the three. Six into that is six. About 1.6 every... 1.6.
No. 16 a minute.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say, 16. Yeah,
no, you didn't. You said 1.6 every what?
I was dividing to 60 to get to the minute. 1.6, yes, 16 every minute.
Okay, well done. That's a lot. 16 a minute seems doable. How about you have a try?
No, sweat too much, mate.
You know what, Paddy?
I know.
For friends of Triple M and family to bulk up the numbers, download the Listener app.
We're talking L-I-S-T-N-R.
Yep. And if you favourite breakfast with Paddy and Rob Palmer.
You are legends.
Well, yeah, that's very good of you. And you can listen anytime you like.